get this thing started off right. Go. Let's go.
Please welcome Big Bay Mornings.
The family is back together. Good morning, everybody. Happy Monday.
So, AJ from Ghostbusters, clearly a bit of a creep.
I don't know. The texting hotline all wants his number. The texting hotline's on his side.
Well, because of his voice. We pointed that out. He had some swag in his voice. Smooth talker. I understand why Brooke gave him the number. But so if you miss Ghostbusters, here's what happened. AJ was out at a bar. This woman, Brooke, was as well. AJ started talking to her at the bar, got her number. But then Brooke's friend showed up, and she sat down at a table with her friend. That's why Brooke was there. As soon as Brooke left the bar and got to the table with her friend, AJ then followed her outside, set up shop at another table by them, and just stared at her and texted her. I mean,
when you know what you want, you better go for it.
Not like that.
Don't let it slip out of your hands.
Not like that. Too much, too soon.
My dad kind of did that to my mom when they met. He sort of stalked her. He called her like the next day and told her he was going to marry her. Like a day after they and it worked. 3 weeks later, they were married.
And listen, I mean, that was a different time, but maybe that does work for some ladies. But here is my question. Ladies, what are some creepy things that guys do? Nikki, I'm sure you have a laundry list of them.
We were just talking about this.
We were actually talking about how I've been asked to have a baby with a man before being asked out on a date. Like, guys tend to be like, yeah, we should have kids together. I'm like, I don't even know your last name. Why would you propose having a kid with me?
You know, that's super weird.
Right.
But I got to say, girls do this to gay guys a lot, too. And I find it creepy. Me, my ex Derek, and my friend Osman have all been asked to father children for a straight woman. And I find that really creepy.
What?
Wow. Yeah, because they're like, so I'm this age and I want to have a kid and I don't have a man and you're gay and you're going to, you know, can I just have your sperm? And I'm like, no, you can't, because to me, that would still mean a commitment to a child.
Need you to be a donor. That's all.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm sorry. I'm going to run into my child at Safeway and I'm just going to be like, yo, hey, what's going on? Like, no, that's
Dad,
weird.
You were never there. Well, your mama didn't want me to be there. Sorry about it.
So, yes, that is super creepy. Even just talking about kids on the first date or the first few days. Like, our kids would be so cute. Like, what are you talking about right now?
Also, the constant request for feet pictures. Guys, that's so creepy. The feet.
I think we had a Ghostbusters about that or something. There was definitely some feet issue we've had before.
Of course, sending unsolicited pictures. Creepy. Don't send a lady pictures that she doesn't ask for, guys.
100 times I've said this. Straight men, women do not want to see that part of your body. Now, I do. So I got no issue with it. DM me.
Greg likes opening up a nice surprise in his DM.
Guys don't care. We don't. So send them away. But girls don't want to see it.
I feel like guys wish girls would do that. Like, I'm pretty positive guys wish girls would just slide in with the pictures.
Can you imagine?
Just random. Boom.
Ava Mendez just sent you unsolicited.
I would love it.
Would you be offended? Would you say, block, please don't do that anymore?
Nuh-uh. And I get a hall pass with her in my marriage, so we'd be good. Vanessa would be like, that's fine. You can go ahead and receive those pictures and send them back if you'd like.
You would probably run in the house, look what Ava Mendez did.
And she'd be like, come on, you know that's not real, right, babe?
Yeah, it's photoshopped. Yeah. There's
clearly
photoshopped on the
that's
body.
Not her, babe.
And there's no blue check mark next to her name.
Right.
Yeah.
What about, so we're talking creepy things that guys do. What about, like, prolonged eye contact? Like, if we sit down for dinner, Nikki, like, right, it obviously eye contact here and there, that's a respect thing and shows interest. But just, like, I'm staring into your eyes for now 2 minutes straight. I've been looking, like, into your soul.
Yeah, I know that.
Especially if you're not sitting at the same table.
Guys will stare at you and wait for you to look up. And the moment you make eye contact with them, they think it's an invitation. They come running over. They're like, I saw you looking at me. He's like, no, I felt you staring at the side of my face.
There's a lot of text coming in. All right, let's get back to this at like 8:20 because there's a lot of social media ones coming in, like, you know, going deep in the past, like old photos, commenting, liking everything. Like, you know, when you do like 20 at one time, like, okay.
Oh, I'll show you guys some right now. Here.
Foul.
All right, we'll bring this back up at 8:20 because we got to get to the money. 10 questions in 60 seconds for $1,000. Of course, we're talking about everybody's favorite trivia game, the Big Money Minute. If you're good at trivia, get to 997now.com because you can get $1,000 just for knowing the answers to 10 questions. And we're calling somebody next to play.
Let's play.
Big Money Minute.
And we're playing with Kimberly in San Jose. Good morning, Kimberly. How was your weekend?
It was great. Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning, Kimberly. It says here you want to give a shout out who is a big fan of Big Bay Morning, so go ahead.
Okay. Shout out to my friend Ruby Lopez. She always listens while she's driving into work, and she's a big fan.
Aww. Well, thank you. We appreciate both of you listening. And let's see if we could pay you $1,000 for doing it, Kimberly. 10 questions, 60 seconds on the clock. If you answer them correctly in the minute, you're going to win the money. Are you ready?
Yes.
All right. Good luck. The game starts right now.
Ready, set, go.
What does the H in H2O stand for?
Hydrogen.
The game show Double Dare debuted on what kids' network?
Nickelodeon.
Spell undeniable.
U-N-D-E-N-I-A-B-L-E.
If you have 25 nickels, how much money do you have?
125, $1.25.
Which soda company released a version called Crystal back in the 90s?
Coke.
Pikachu from Pokemon is primarily what color?
Yellow.
Who plays the character Leslie Knope on the show Parks and Rec?
Pass.
The Rio Grande runs through parts of what two countries?
Oh my God. Brazil and Venezuela?
Nope! What?
A little more local than that.
Is it?
It's actually on the border, the United States and Mexico.
That's pretty close.
We only got through 8 of them, so let's go through them. You did all right, Kimberly. Hydrogen is what the H stands for. Double Dare was on Nickelodeon. Undeniable, you spelled that correct. 25 nickels is $1.25. It was Pepsi that had Pepsi Crystal back in the 90s, not Coke. Pikachu is yellow, and it's Amy Poehler who plays Leslie Knope on Parks and Rec.
Of course. I could see her face, but I couldn't think of her name.
And then, yes, the Rio Grande, United States, and Mexico. All right, Kimberly, well, thank you so much for listening, and your name does remain in the game, so maybe we'll call you at a later date to play again, okay?
Sounds good. Thank you so much. It was fun.
All right, have a great week. Coming right back, and we're talking about, in honor of today's Ghostbusters, the creepy things that guys do, especially early on in a relationship or just starting to date someone. What are some of the creepy things? You've been texting us in at 888-456-9970. So we'll read some of those next. Hang on.
Oh my God, I laugh every day.
99.7 Now's Big Bay Mornings.
Brightens my day. My day just gets 10 times better.
So, in honor of today's Ghostbusters, we're talking about creepy things that guys do. If you missed Ghostbusters, 8:45 this morning, you will get it. But AJ, it's a bit of a creep. You'll hear it at 8:45. So, we asked you, though, what are some other things that are creepy that guys do? A lot of texts coming in. There are a lot saying about the social media thing, like going deep, you know, on my social media page, liking and commenting on everything, especially when it's all at the same time, like in one evening, you go through them all. Talking about kids, first date, saying something like, our kids would be so cute.
Well, on the social media thing, Benny, you know what's weird? When guys act like they know you, they're so deep in your social media. Oh my God, I love your dog. We should take our dogs on a walk together. Like, who are you?
Yes, you don't know Onyx and you'll never know Onyx.
Yeah. Well, another social media thing that is funny, somebody texted in about how You will block somebody on one form of social media, and then they'll hit you up on another. Like, there's no bit. Like, you know, it's just like starting over. Hey, how you doing?
Yep. Wanting to hang out too much too soon. Just Ooh. It can make you seem overly obsessive.
Yeah.
And, like, you have no life. Go do something. No, we're not going to hang out 4 days in a row.
That's me. Especially during the pandemic. I was like, what are you doing for the next 5 weeks?
You live with me now.
That kind of worked. Actually,
408 texted in saying, I have a large tattoo on my shoulder, and I've had several men come up from behind and just move my tank top strap or my bra strap to see it better.
Never touch anyone without their consent. Don't be walking up touching anybody, or even when guys tap you on the shoulder to get your attention. Mm. No, don't touch me.
She says it happens in grocery stores and Lowe's, of all places.
I mean, she probably has fun at Home Depot then.
Following women around, continuing to try to talk to them when they've already made two attempts to end the conversation.
Yeah.
What about, like, it just popped in my head, you know, back when you were doing, like, Uber pools and you could be in there with random people, that would suck if you had someone trying to hit on you. Like, anywhere where you can't escape and walk away. You know what I mean? Like, you're stuck in the car with this random creepy guy next to me. Like, I just want to get out at the red light.
I did that too. But I was oh my God.
Yeah, you were I was in that Uber. I forgot. Yeah, you were trying to sit in his lap when he was driving.
Anytime I get a Brazilian driver, I'm going to hit on him. Don't send Brazilians to pick me up.
Greg crawled to the front seat. From the back, he just came up there.
Here's the thing. Arthur was trying to fight me for him. That's what really got me going.
That is incorrect.
That's why I jumped in the front seat. I had to get number one.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Well, there it is. Your Dirty on the 30 is next. Major milestone here in the U.S. when it comes to vaccinations, and we'll talk about it next. Hold on.